mind. But it just confounds. I mean, you got Baylor, too, all that, that whole situation. It just confounds me, these head coaches, administrators, and whatnot. And by the way, it's a five-year anniversary of the Penn State deal. So, I mean, I don't want to get into that whole situation, but they're just a pattern in college sports. And maybe it's a minority. Maybe I'm, you know, making more out of it than it should be. Just I just shake my head every time a situation comes up, whether it's Rick Pitino or Dave Bliss or Hugh Freeze now. It confounds me, I guess.
You're totally right. And Dan Le Batard earlier, I don't even think it was on his program this morning. I think I heard him doing a spot last night. And what he was making the argument, as Le Batard would, that he shouldn't have lost his job over this. And his argument there was that the NCAA isn't moral for all the reasons that you just said. You have situations like this all over the country. And so he was making the argument that Hugh Freeze shouldn't be fired for this because it's just the accepted culture of the NCAA, which is, of course, wrong and not a great argument. But it speaks to what you're talking about. There is really questionable things going on in the recruiting landscape. And as more and more people seem to get in trouble for it, you wonder why it's not stopping.
Mm. The interim coach at Ole Miss will be Matt Luke, a former player. He played center there in the mid to late 1990s. He will take over that program, at least on an interim basis. So there you have it. News out of the day in college football. Not the only news. We'll get to it after our interview guest. We'll talk. Cleveland.com has done its annual poll of who will win the Big Ten East and West divisions. And this is a Sports Illustrated article about the strongest college football league in the country in 2017. The results may surprise you. I have a poll question today, KGYMRadio.com. As usual, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. It's very simple. Who wins the Cubs-Cardinals series this weekend? And you have two choices. How about that?
Makes it really easy.
Let's get to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Jim McPartland, co-founder of the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, here on the Gym Class.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning. 393-9915.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's you and I Panther Night at the Colonels this Friday night. The first 1,000 fans get a free purple you and I t-shirt and see you and I mascot TC on the concourse. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. 3:22 on the Gym Class. St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs going at it at Wrigley Field. And the Cubs have gotten out of a seventh inning mini jam, lead 3-2. Game one of that three-game series. Right now, we'd like to bring in our friend Jim McPartland. Talk about the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. How are you, Jim?
I'm good, Mark. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Jim and I go back to the days back in the junior City AM. I don't think I ever beat Jim, but now he is a co-founder of the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, and we talked about the Open Championship, and this is your Open, isn't it, Jim?
Well, it is, although those were my Opens way back when, Mark. But we're having a great sign up this year, and we've got some fantastic people coming out to play golf with us.
Yeah, things get started with, I think you're going to have three sessions of Pro-Ams Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the tournament starts Thursday. Is that right?
Exactly. In fact, we've got some extra things going on this year. One of them is a mascot putting challenge presented by Coca-Cola, where we're going to have five of very recognizable mascots around. Cy from Iowa State, TC from UNI, Scoopy from Culver's, and also Mr. Shucks and that wonderful white polar bear from Coca-Cola.
I'll be darned. Good stuff. When is that going to happen?
Well, that's going to happen right after our junior clinic, which also is open to all the kids around. Just come on out. You don't have to have golf clubs. It's Tuesday morning. The junior clinic starts at 10, and then this mascot challenge will follow at 11. And if you come out, bring your camera phone or your camera so you can get some pictures of yourself with these mascots.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, I wouldn't call it an underrated tournament, but it's a very good purse for the winner of the pro division, and you've got some enhancements in the senior division, I've heard.
That's right. We've got a $25,000 guaranteed prize for the low pro in the open division. And this year, we've also got a couple extra $1,000 thrown into the senior division, thanks to a contribution by the pros and owners at Airport National Golf Course, Mark Lemon and Matt Erger. So they're going to be playing for extra money, too.
You know, one of the great things about this tournament, Jim, and I know you're very proud of it, is the charitable contributions that are made. You gave away five figures last year, and I'm sure years before, but talk about the benefactors of the tournament.
Well, thanks, Mark. I'd love to do that. We have really been blessed by all the donors, and we try to give back. Over the years, we've now given over $158,000 back to the local community, mostly to youth charities, some to the veterans groups. This year, the Give Foundation certainly is going to get some money, but these last couple of years we've supported an initiative by the Iowa PGA section to get golf taught in grade schools around the state. Mm. And so the Cedar Rapids Community School District received equipment for all of the elementary so that K through fourth grade, I believe, has now the curriculum to teach the game of golf in their PE programs. So we're really excited about that. It's called the Swings with Kids program, and it just teaches all the good things about golf, you know, learning etiquette and taking turns and keeping track of yourself and your numbers and so on. And it's a lot of fun for the kids, and the teachers seem to be taking to it well as well.
You know, when you co-founded this tournament, Jim, I think the first year was 1999 that it was played, and I guess look back at yours and others' vision and where things stand now.
Well, we hoped that it would be something that the community would treasure and that the golfers would like to come back to, and frankly, we have now this year a player who played in some of those very first tournaments, Steve Friesen, up from, I think, the Waterloo area. But anyhow, he's coming back and playing. And so the players have certainly taken to it. And we're just excited that first year, I think it was, what was his first name? Anyhow, last name was Hamorski. He won $5,000. This year, the first place player will win $25,000. So that's kind of a nice growth.
Yeah, guy, you're more than likely to find some guy that's going to be in the web.com tour or has been or may make the PGA Tour someday. Somebody in 2001 named Zach Johnson won this tournament.
Well, that's right. In fact, we've had another player coming back this year, Derek Lamley. Derek played very well in 2005 and I think again in maybe 2010 or 11. And he won our tournament both times. And after that second win, he also had won the Waterloo Open and went on to qualify for the PGA Tour and won his first year in the Puerto Rican tour, Puerto Rican tour stop, and a PGA Tour qualified event. So he's our first returning PGA Tour winner, and he's had some health problems over the years, injuries, but he's getting back at it, and we're really excited to have him back playing this year.
Yeah, I think that partnership, and I mean not a partnership, but the proximity to the Waterloo Open helps both tournaments, doesn't it?
It sure does. Waterloo has had over 75 years of experience at this, and we're just, to them, we're just a kid, but we're trying to get better each year, too.
Jim McPartland, co-founder of the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, joining us on the gym class, and the tournament actually starts Thursday at Hunter's Ridge in Marion. Anybody else that you want to mention in terms of being in the field, either be it pros or amateurs?
Well, absolutely. First of all, on the pro side, our winner from 2015, Paul Appian from Chattanooga, Tennessee, has come back, and he's going to play again. He was leading the tournament after two rounds last year, actually shot a little 10-under one day. Matt Jennings, who finished second last year, is in the tournament again, and we have a couple others from last year's top 10. But also, we have always tried to promote junior golf one way or another, and in the last couple of years, we've had a high school golfer play in. And so in our amateur division, we're going to feature some great young players from around the area. Linmar's Carter Fredrickson and Cole Yearling qualified, along with Jonah Beeman from Kennedy. And then we have a couple other young fellows, maybe just out of high school. Matt Junge, I think he's up at UNI. Jake Sevcik from used to be at Linmar. And then Max Thrun, also used to be at Linmar's up in UNI. They're all going to play. So it's kind of fun to have them around. And then we've got some local pros. I know Dane Worley is playing, Ryan Schrimper, Steve Iam from the University of Iowa team, and then the golf coach at Mount Mercy University, Luke Slaymaker, who played very well last year, is in the field, along with one of his former student-athletes, Sergio Garcia. So Sergio is going to be in there, too.
He's so not.
We've got a great field. It'll be a great competition.
That's not the one coming back from Royal Birkdale. We should mention
that. No, I think
that's
a different guy.
You know, it's. I'm sure folks listening and some may have attended the tournament. Maybe want to make a first time trip out there. What can you tell them about it?
Well, first of all, it's free to the public. All the things that we have out there, other than the pro-am dinners, are free to the public. So just come on out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Walk around the golf course. We have some course. There's no ropes, so you just have to kind of follow the cart path, but you can watch some fantastic golf up close and personal. And that's why we have caddies, so there's no golf carts making a lot of noise. So we hope that the spectators will come out and be respectful, too. They always have been. It's been a great venue. It's easy to watch, easy to see. And easy to walk if you're not having to swing the golf club a lot.
Well, I don't think you're writing that winner's check of $25,000 out of your pocket, Jim, so you must have some great sponsors.
Well, we've been very blessed, as I said before. We've got True North as our title donor for the third year in a row, and they've been just tremendous to help us with this. They're very community-oriented, obviously. But we've also got the people from Morris Wood, who... our sponsor for the driving range, so everybody playing in the pro-am and the tournament can use the driving range for free. We've got our volunteer sponsor, which is Firehouse Subs this year. Really excited about that. Collins Community sponsors the putting green. Dave Wright, Nissan, Subaru sponsors the Pro-Ams. And then Culver's is, of course, our sponsor for the Junior Clinic. Heineken Flex Sales is our beverage sponsor. And Granite City Food and Brewery is our presenting donor, and they do the dinner for us. So it's a great group of major donors, along with about 50 others, that make this thing happen every year. And you're right, I'm glad I don't have to write the check.
You know, caddying is a lost art, and I know you've had that program in the past. You still have it? And is our friend Mike Winker still heading that up?
Mike Winker is the head of the caddy.
Okay.
He's what we call our caddy master. Of course, Julie Winker is really the master in this case.
Of course, yeah.
Mike has the title, and the two of them have put together about 25 or 30 juniors, high school age approximately, that are going to help out. We've done some training with them, and they're excited to be inside the ropes, so to speak. It's a great experience, really, to be watching a guy maneuver himself all the way around a golf course. You can learn just a tremendous amount from being right next to that guy's bag the whole way.
Yeah, as I said, it's a lost art, and it's a great opportunity for youngsters under the age of 21 to do that. And
that's right. Mark, I want to mention also that we could use some more.
Oh, so really?
We have a caddy training that comes up this Sunday at 5 o'clock out at Hunter's Ridge. So anybody who can handle a bag, really, for 18 holes in July at Hunter's Ridge, we'd love to have you come out, and all you need to do is be there for the training for about an hour, and it's our only paid volunteer position. Everybody else is just doing it out of the goodness of their hearts and interest in golf.
Minimum $25 a round, right?
That's right.
Okay. And as with any tournament, the volunteers are huge, right?
They are, of course. We have annually about 100 people that spend time on the golf course or time planning this thing. So it's been a tremendous event for getting people together, meeting new people. And I tell you, the players just love the hospitality that they see from all these folks who give their time.
Jim, anything else you'd like to tell us about the tournament? Give us a schedule and opportunities for folks to watch.
Sure. The tournament starts in full force at 7 a.m. on Thursday. We'll have approximately 135 players right now. We may have a couple more. Our entries close online at least Sunday night. We have they'll play 18 holes on Thursday, so the first tee is at 7 o'clock, and the last group will go off about 1:30, I think. So you can come out any time of the day and watch. And then we do it again on Friday. After Friday, we have a cut so that the top half of the open division approximately will qualify to play for the big prize on Sunday. And then that Sunday, we tee off again starting about 7 o'clock. The leaders go off the first tee at around 11 o'clock on, I said Sunday, it's Saturday, sorry. So Saturday's our final day, and the leaders will go off about 11 o'clock, and we'd love to have a big group of people watching them and figure out who's going to win this thing.
Sounds good, Jim. Hope you have great weather and a great tournament, and great visiting with you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Okay.
Great talking to you.
You bet, Jim. Jim McPartland, co-founder of the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. Encourage you to get out there. That's next week. Pro-Ams Tuesday, two sessions on Tuesday and one on Wednesday. And then the tournament, as Jim mentioned, goes Thursday through Saturday. And, you know, youngsters, if you know, you want to get up and close and personal with some of these players in a tournament, like a caddying option sounds like a great idea. Make a few bucks and get some exercise and be exposed to professional golf. So go ahead and consider that. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some Big Ten football right here on the Gym Class.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at an AutoZone near you.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Welcome back. 3:40 on a nice summer day in Eastern Iowa. Mark Dukes alongside Kyle Mann on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM. And also coming to you live on the North Gym, 107.5 FM, and our South Gym, 106.3 FM. Like to bring you up to date on state tournament action. If you missed it, Cedar Rapids Kennedy claims third place in the state softball tournament thanks to a heroic 3-run homer by Natalie Blank in the 7th inning, her first of the year. Kennedy beats Urbandale 5-3. Later on, actually underway right now, I presume, although there was a rain delay earlier in Fort Dodge, Lansing Key will be playing Clarksville for the state championship in Class 1A, and Regina facing Eddyville for the 2A state championship there. State baseball tournament going on at Principal Park in Des Moines. We're going to try to bring you the final of North Wind's game as we get it here, coming on a little bit slow, so... we will find that for you and bring it to you. Kyle.
Yeah, Cubs still lead the Cardinals 3-2. They're in the 8th now, but the Cardinals do have something cooking. CJ Edwards on the mound for the Cubs now, and he's given up a hit and one walk. The Cardinals have men on first and second with no out, and Dexter Fowler at the plate.
All right, we'll keep you up to date on that. As promised, Class 1A quarterfinal result, 5th-seeded Remsen St. Mary's did defeat number 4 North Wind 5-1. So the Lynx will finish the season 41-3. Unlike softball, baseball does not play out to 7th and 8th place. So one and done in North Lynn's case, unfortunately. So we talk about some Big Ten football, and there's a couple items here that I wanted to go over. Every year, Cleveland.com comes up with its rankings for the Big Ten. And East and West, it is broken down, and who do you suppose is favored in each division, Kyle? Or have you already seen this article?
I have already seen it, and it pretty much breaks down how you would probably guess, although I say that, and I don't necessarily agree with it.
In the East, and again, this is a poll of 41 sports writers. In the East, Ohio State is favored with 34 first-place votes. Penn State with 7. Michigan third with 1. Anything there surprise you?
I really don't think that Ohio State is that much better than Penn State.
Not as prohibitive as it might seem.
No, and that's really not at all to say that Ohio State, that I have a problem with Ohio State. I think Penn State is going to be right up there, and you have a player like Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of guy who you can ride to a playoff. And, I mean, it's not like they're bereft of talent. You know, they'll be able to line up right there with Ohio State. They'll have the athletes to bang with them. And then they've got the best player on the field in pretty much every game that they're going to play.
Rounding out the East, Michigan State picked to finish 4th, Indiana 5th, Maryland 6th, and not surprisingly, Rutgers in 7th. If you have a comment, 319-366-1600. That's our Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line and our phone line. Again, Jeff Downing on the other side of the glass, ready to take your call. Now, in the West, where does Iowa fall and who was selected first in the Cleveland.com poll?
I expected to see them maybe 3rd or 4th.
Iowa?
Yeah, I thought they would be 3rd. I was a little bit surprised to see who snuck in front of them.
Well, it'd be Wisconsin. Wisconsin with 31 first-place votes in this particular poll. Wisconsin is picked to win the Big Ten West. Northwestern picked to finish 2nd with 5 first-place votes.
That is how I would have guessed it. Wisconsin and Northwestern. Northwestern really... They've had some good teams in the past. It seems like they used to just kind of be a bottom dweller. They've been very, very solid for, you know, quite a while now. But they're going to be bringing back a lot of their defense. It was one of the best defenses in the Big Ten last year. And then they've got Clayton Thorson could really be a playmaker in the Big Ten. He's going to be one of the best quarterbacks. And then when you have a 1-2 like Thorson and running back Justin Jackson, with a stout defense, that's good enough.
Good combination.
Yeah, it's a good enough to be a really good team.
Okay, number 1, Wisconsin. Number 2, Northwestern. Number 3, with 2 first-place votes, Nebraska.
That's the surprise. With two first-place votes, too. They're decent, but do you really think that they're going to win the division?
2 people do. Iowa selected 4th in the Big Ten West. Minnesota. This is a bit of a surprise to me, but the great unknown with P.J. Fleck.
Exactly.
Maybe 5th is okay for Minnesota. And then Purdue, Illinois, tied for 6th, rounding out the West. In my mind, at this juncture, I think you could maybe throw a blanket over 2 through 5.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. From
Northwestern, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota.
Yeah.
All have key games, obviously. Iowa with a tougher schedule than it has had in the last couple of years. But always an interesting poll Cleveland.com has. And some of the predictions of who will meet in the Big Ten championship game, based on the poll, Ohio State over Wisconsin, 22 votes there. And then it was a smattering of different matchups. Ohio State over Northwestern, Ohio State over Nebraska, Wisconsin over Ohio State, Wisconsin over Penn State, and Penn State over Wisconsin, and Michigan over Wisconsin. So maybe we'll learn more Monday and Tuesday at the Big Ten Media Days as KGYM covers that event 3 to 7 each day. So. You know, just one other talking point, I guess, in late July. Another one is at 3:47 on the gym class. Sports Illustrated selected its top 10 football conferences for 2017. And it's, unlike others, it's based a lot on financial reasons. But,
yeah.
But also, what teams did in the 2016 AP poll, appearances in the college football playoffs, appearances in the last couple, 3 years, and the New Year's Six. So a lot of factors being weighed in here. Let's start with number five. And that would be, much to Bob Bowlesby's chagrin, the Big 12 Conference. Now, this is, the Sports Illustrated story says strongest in quotes. Bob Bowlesby made the point at Big 12 Media Days that he thought the Big 12 was the most balanced, I think, is the words he used.
Exactly. They're balanced. They're not that good.
The strongest, the Big 12 rates only fifth. And Sports Illustrated makes the point that there's little debate among the Power Five conferences that the Big 12 is the weakest.
And you've already clarified that this has more to do with, slightly more to do than just on-field performance. But really, I think about the Big 12, and I still think about a conference that ignores defense. Literally, not maybe you've got one or two teams that have, you would call it an average to above average defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, as long as that's your reputation, you have to come in last among the Power Five.
All the top five leagues have TV revenue or packages in the billions of dollars, so none of them are hurting a whole lot. Plus, they have ancillary revenue. Big 12 has Longhorn on the network to draw from as well. Number four in the Sports Illustrated story about the strongest conferences in college football in 27, the Pac-12. Now, the Pac-12 had five teams finish in the top 25 of the AP poll last year. Pretty strong. It hasn't really appeared a whole lot in the college football playoffs. It has a nice TV package, Pac-12 Network indeed, as well. But Pac-12's doing okay. Number three, I don't know if you buy this, the ACC.
I could kind of switch I could switch them or the Pac-12. I could really, they're very different, but in this conversation, they're almost interchangeable to me.
Mm-hmm. Did have five teams in the AP poll in 2016. Pretty good. It's got a really good TV deal. And the ACC network just started or is going to get underway, I think. Let's take a break here, and we'll give you the last two teams. And it's the SEC or the Big Ten, right?
That's a tease.
We'll let you know after this.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Soak up the summer weather on their outdoor patio, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Happy hour is from 3 to 6, and all three locations have outdoor seating. And for your summer parties, La Cantina would be happy to cater your sizzling favorites. Connect at La Cantina Bar and Grill this summer at all three locations, now open in the Fountains on Edgewood Road and still going strong in Marion and downtown Cedar Rapids.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
It's time for another 87 World Champion Flashback. The Twins faced elimination in Game 6 of the World Series, but it was a hometown native that slammed them to Game 7 in an 11-6 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals.
The pitch to Herbeck. Fastball swung, a long drive. Center field, way back. It is a grand slam.
Celebrate the 30th anniversary of the 1987 World Series on July 21st and 22nd. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes alongside Kyle Mann all week, and Kyle can't appreciate it enough. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to say, Mark, you make this so easy for me. I'm obviously still pretty new at this, but I feel very comfortable doing the show with you, and I have to thank you for that.
Likewise. Appreciate it, Kyle. Now, we were talking about the Sports Illustrated article about the strongest college football conferences in 2017. We've given you three of the top five, the Big 12, the ACC, and the Pac-12. The final two teams, number two, the SEC.
Whoa.
Which makes, at least in this particular article, the Big Ten the number one strongest league in the country.
What do you think about that?
Sports Illustrated made the point that it came down to two conferences vying for the top spot, and the Big Ten's new behemoth of a TV deal gave it the nod over the SEC. So we're not particularly talking about on-field product. I mean, Big Ten TV deal is $2.6 billion over the next 6 years, beginning this year, and that doesn't include revenue from the Big Ten network. So the Big Ten is flush. And it has, you know, had four teams in the top 10 of the AP poll last year.
Yeah, and I think they've got, we could even kind of shift this towards the on-field stuff a little bit more, and I still think that there's an argument that the Big Ten is the best now. They're going to have Penn State and Ohio State, we've already said. I think they'll be very legitimate contenders this year. We'll see what happens with Wisconsin and even a Michigan could be national players this year. But then the Sports Illustrated article made a point that I don't think should be overlooked. You look at the coaching top to bottom in the Big Ten, it has you used to have almost all the top coaching. Okay, not almost all, but you used to have a lot of really good coaches in the SEC. The Big Ten now is working with Jim Harbaugh, Urban Meyer, James Franklin, and then you get down into the lower tier guy, quote-unquote lower tier guys. You're looking at ex-NFL coach Lovie Smith, longest tenured coach in the country, Kirk Ferentz, Mark D'Antonio, and PJ Fleck. Though that is how you build a strong conference.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching, there's no sport that coaching is more important than in college football. And with a roster of coaches like that, I don't really think within maybe 2, 3, 4 years there might be much debate.
And this story didn't include Hugh Freeze of Mississippi being lost to an escort service.
That's going to hurt a little bit.
Hey, let's move towards wrapping it up here. If you missed it earlier, Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids, the best round in the second round of the Open Championship earlier today. Zach going off very early, firing a 400 par 66. He moved up 101 spots, now tied for 20th, going into tomorrow's third round. Give us an update on Cubs-Cardinals, Kyle.
Yeah, it seems like just not that long ago I was telling you that the Cubs were still winning and the Cardinals might have something in the works, but things have really gotten weird. The Cardinals have taken a 6-3 lead. The Cubs have already used, in just this eighth inning, they've used Carl Edwards Jr. and Hector Rondon, have not recorded an out. So we're gonna see if the Cubs are back or not.
Well, rumors of the Cubs being in the Yu Darvish sweepstakes as the Rangers try to peddle him. It seems like they need an awful lot of bullpen work to me.
That's been the thing. Early in the year, I mean, coming into this season, I thought that the Cubs bullpen was the weakest part of the whole team. And then in the whole first half, the team is struggling, and the one part of the team that looks good is the bullpen, if you look at the stats. But, I mean, they don't have any dominant arms out there. They rely a lot on guys like Rondon and Strope, who for the last 3 years have basically been the same guy. They're going to throw hard, get some strikeouts, but, you know, they're as effectively wild as Carlos Marmol, which you cannot rely on.
Speaking of Cubs-Cardinals, go ahead and vote in our Amos Hideaway poll question at kgymradio.com. Who wins the Cubs-Cardinals series this weekend? Kyle will be there along with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn on Sunday. Maybe that'll be the deciding game. We shall see. Speaking of Todd Brommelkamp and crew, one last reminder, tune in Monday and Tuesday from 3 to 7. Yes, 3 to 7, the gym class will be yielding its time Monday and Tuesday. So we bring you 4 hours of coverage each day from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. KGYM, the only Iowa radio station broadcasting live from Chicago. Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, Rob Norton will be on hand there. Encourage you to listen. thanks to Coach's Corner Sports Pub for getting involved in that program. Speaking of Coach's Corner, stay tuned from 4 to 7. Alex Kuhn and Rob Howell of HawkeyeNation.com bring you the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Thanks for listening all week. Thanks to our guest. We'll see you next week on the Gym Class.
Before you hear this or this or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I give one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. ESPN's Brian Windhorst reports Cavaliers point guard Kyrie Irving told the team last week he wants to be traded. Irving would prefer to go to one of four teams, the Spurs, Knicks, Heat, or Timberwolves. Irving has 2 years left plus a player option year on his current contract. He played on a title team in Cleveland in 2016. Meanwhile, ESPN's Chris Haynes reports the Cavaliers will meet with free agent Derrick Rose in the coming days. He's expected to make a decision where he'll play by next week. Halfway through the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, Jordan Spieth has the lead at 6-under par. Matt Kuchar, 2 shots back at 4-under. Brooks Koepka and Ian Poulter are both 3-under par. Baseball today, the Cardinals lead the Cubs 6-3 in the 8th inning at Wrigley. ESPN's Dan Graziano reports free agent wideout Anquan Boldin will meet with the Buffalo Bills on Monday. Boldin played for the Lions last season.
Brought to you by Toyota. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR crossover. Agile handling in the body of a stylish crossover. It's the perfect ride to flip the script. Toyota. Let's go places.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's all about history when NASCAR heads to that track. It first opened in 1909. 3.2 million bricks were used in the original paving. The first NASCAR race was in 1994, won by Jeff Gordon. And the place holds 237,325 people, or over a quarter million people, including the infield. It's a rectangle track. No other track on the schedule looks like this. It's also a National Historical Landmark. And for some reason, drivers that win an Indy many times go on to win the championship. It's a 2.5-mile oval, banking only 9 degrees in some places. Stages are 50, 100, and 160 for 400 miles in length. Last year's winner was Kyle Busch. 2 years ago was also Kyle Busch. Check out all the racing action from Indy, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And bonus coverage, Xfinity Series action there as well, Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Martin Truex Jr. is having another amazing season, and he gets us all up to date.
We just continue to keep building on that success and the momentum, and confidence is high, and just kind of using that to our advantage right now. So we've got great race cars, we've got a great team, and just everything's clicking. So having fun, enjoying ourselves, obviously. You know, hopefully we can get a few more before the playoffs start. But I think our main focus now is just making sure we're ready for those last 10 and try to do the best job we can do to go after our first championship.
The final lap.
JCPenney's Power Penny Days are back. Now's the time to stock up on back-to-school essentials for your family. This Friday through Sunday only, save big on select must-haves like $3 towels, $5 kids' Izod uniform polos, $7 backpacks, and kids' Izod uniform shorts for just $9. Plus, stack on the savings and take an extra 15% off with your coupon. Hurry, JCPenney's Power Penny Days end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/21 to 7/23 on select items in-store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. End 7/22/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hugh Freeze says it was a misdial. Do you believe him? 319-366-1600.
Let me have it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Norbert!
Hiya, buddy. Hey! Doc says I should be on my bean and as good as new in a week.
And back on the horse.
Norbert! That's wonderful.
Whoa!
Come, Frank. Everyone should have a friend like you.